Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so you are in love with this really great guy, and you want to get married. And he's like, I'm not sure I ever want to get married. And you talk it out, and you talk about your life together and what the future would be. And he goes, okay. Because it gets to the point where you're like, it's a fight. And then he says, okay, let me tell you the truth. The truth is, in my family, we are cursed. You have to, if you marry me, the night we get married, you're going to have to pick a card. And that card may mean that you play checkers or some other game, or it may mean that we hunt you down and sacrifice you. So there's like a 1 in 4 chance that you are going to get sacrificed. What do you do?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Colin.
What do you mean cursed?
Okay, another thing too is that when you were like, it could be any game in the whole world.
It could be checkers.
1 of 4. Okay.
It's checkers, tic-tac-toe, game of Monopoly, right, or we're hunting you for sport.
I used a recent film as a jumping off point. That film is Ready or Not. It's really good. Go see it. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we're going to get into spoilers. Mm-hmm. If we are, one of us will say, by the way, this is a spoiler. But that's the premise. Mm-hmm. Is a woman on her wedding night is challenged by the groom's family, and pulls the wrong card and is hunted down to be killed and sacrificed. So now,
but
I guess
she
one
knows
in four
that
is
going
too much.
In.
No.
That's the part I changed, because that gives her a little bit. I just used it as a jumping off point.
Yeah.
And it does give her a little bit of a step. I guess let's say 1 in 52, like a deck of cards.
Yeah, sure.
So there's a 1 in 52 chance that your new family will try to kill you.
Also, like,
if you get married,
if you, let's say you succeed in it,
mm-hmm.
and like, let's say you just play a regular game.
Yes.
And then you succeed in it. You are beholden to this in the future, which sucks. Like, you don't want that kind of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Though I don't know that you have to come home.
What do you mean? Like later when, for the next wedding?
Yes, in the movie.
Yeah.
And again, I said spoilers.
Like,
in the movie, everyone comes back, but also everyone in that family is corrupted.
Well, and also, like, if they don't come back, aren't they afraid that they'll die? Because remember, the husband says that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
if you don't play, yeah, you'll die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I guess is there ever a case where that's how badly you need to get married that you would take a 1 in 52 chance.
Why?
Yeah, I don't
Being
need to get married.
Being married is overrated.
It's pretty...
It's whatever. Why?
Can you elope?
Okay,
no,
what
you'll
if
die.
You do, you die.
Okay, oh, okay. Okay, I'm gonna raise the stakes. Okay. You're in love. Okay.
You're gonna raise the stakes.
Okay. You're in love.
Yeah.
I mean, we de-escalated the stakes from 1 in 4 chance to 1 in 52.
You can't consummate your love unless you pull a card.
Oh, so you've been saving it for marriage this whole time?
Well, you...
It's a curse, Kelly. What do you want?
I honestly think it would not get... I couldn't love someone.
If you hadn't slept with them?
If I hadn't slept with them. Or I couldn't get to wanting to marry somebody until I've slept with
you've
them.
You've done other stuff.
Oh, so you do everything but... You're like a Catholic.
Well, can you... Yeah, can you use the God's loophole?
Yeah. Saddle back
in? Put it in the boo.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I guess I would just resign myself to an unmarried life with just anal sex.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You guys wouldn't take the risk.
Yeah.
I wouldn't marry someone.
Is there anything that you would do that has a 1 in 52 chance of you dying?
Try to make it in Hollywood. That's what we are all doing.
It's funny because it's painful.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We all die at some point, right?
Also, like driving, right? Or like flying in a plane.
If driving was 1 in 52, that means 52. With my commute, once a month I would die.
Yeah, that's a good point. Although car accidents are frequent.
1 in 8 chance of getting in just any kind of accident.
Yes, that's true. Those chances are higher. Okay, what if the game wasn't they hunt you down and kill you, but it's that you
they tickle you
have
too much
to hunt down. A boar. I'm taking another show I watched recently and mushing it in.
Does the boar tickle you?
So I have a 1 in 52 chance of
having to tickle and kill a boar.
Okay,
tickle a boar to death.
I don't think that's going to happen, dude. I think you're going to be tickling for a long time.
Yeah, no, you get gored trying to tickle a boar.
Wait, what is this one from?
There's a boar hunt in the second to most recent episode of Succession. Guys, watch Succession. It is
I heard
funny.
It's good. Everybody that watches
funny?
It likes it.
It's funny. I mean, it's dramatic, but it's like melodramatic.
Okay.
It's great.
Okay.
I thought I couldn't stomach it because people like that, like really powerful people, just make me sick mostly.
Yeah.
But this is like really powerful people and you get to see how miserable and fucked up they are. And you're like, okay, well, I mean, it doesn't make your power over people better, but like, I can enjoy watching you be miserable and broken.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Like, okay. Because they say, like, power corrupts, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does absolute power do?
I think it
gives you diarrhea.
Rules.
but like, what kind of person even has absolute power?
A dictator.
Yeah. A god.
Like a prince? Maybe
higher? I think better than a prince.
Yeah, because someone's going to have power over the prince.
Queen.
Neo, because we're in the Matrix.
No, you ruined it. Why? We were so close. Why?
All right, I guess we got to talk about like the hide and seek movie again. So
building a fucking Jenga, and you just come in and take a shit right on top of it.
But it balances, so we have to keep playing.
Yeah,
right.
That would be the worst. Then you're putting the Jenga tiles on
the poo log.
Oh, God.
And then if you're good enough, you're going to get to a point where you need to start pulling out the poops.
Yeah, and then if you win, you say, I'm the Jenga
king!
Oh, wow.
God, you force us to do it. Poo Jenga.
It was worth it.
Kingships.
Why are we talking kingships? I don't remember.
Is it because of... What is it because
of? Okay.
Blasphemy?
Once upon a time... A guy wrote a book that was so good and very conveniently split into two sections that were two different generations. So casting was helped by that. Called It. His name was
Stephen
King.
Stephen King.
Oh wow,
I didn't know that was why.
It's a little jaunt around the block to get to our topic today.
I mean, I pitched like 7 ideas. It was like number 6.
Ryan's so good at pitching ideas that we don't even like think about what any of them mean. We're just like kingships. We can do that.
Yeah. Best pitched idea is one that you don't even know why it was pitched.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Okay, that's how we got to kingships.
Because I think. And a part of it, I'm glad we're doing it because we are in September.
Yes.
And I feel like as we get closer to Hallow's Eve, we're going to probably talk more scary stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we didn't go, it's too early to go super scary.
Yeah.
So let's take a sidestep.
Yeah.
Go kingships.
All right.
Yeah. Do you have a kingship?
I do. So my kingship comes from the magical land of Aldovia, which you guys may recall is the fictional country from the A Christmas Prince franchise.
You love the Christmas Prince, which is crazy because you hate Christmas.
But I love me the Chris, or I'm sorry, A Christmas Prince.
Sorry. The,
it's very important to get those get those correct. Because I also noticed when doing my little research this afternoon that all the subtitles for the sequels are the. So it's A Christmas Prince, The Royal Wedding, and now part three, which is in post-production right now. So we'll be getting it this Christmas.
But it's
obviously.
Also the...
It's A Christmas Prince, The Royal Baby.
The Royal Baby?
Yeah, baby.
Yuck. I don't care about that.
I feel like royally expecting.
I do. Yeah. I do.
Oh, like, there's good. Somewhere to go that's different.
Well, I think it's because those are like phrases in like English culture. Yeah. Like, people say
the Royal Baby.
The Royal Wedding or the Royal Family, The Royal Baby. Like, I think it's just
But
a
why
thing.
Did they change from to the?
Because
well,
they
it's
made
just
a mistake.
That the is
yeah,
always
they made a mistake.
The subtitle.
No.
Yeah.
No, but the, I think the they started Prince. On the. They started wrong.
No, they started absolutely right with That's just. It lets you know how bad the movie's going to be straight from the
you,
get go.
You can tell that they're like, we can't press backspace.
No.
And that is evident so, in the movie.
Wait, is that just a Christmas naming convention? Because it's A Christmas Carol, right? Not The Christmas Carol. And it's A Christmas Story, not The Christmas Story.
It's A Wonderful Life.
Yeah, not it's the Wonderful Life.
Sure.
The first
maybe
Noel.
Actually.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right that this is a derivative piece of content.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that it would want to sound like two other things. But I don't think it stands alone
actually
as a good title.
I just realized what it is. So it's actually a thing with distribution companies. Someone told me they will push you to get the title of your movie higher in the alphabet.
Oh, that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Because it appears on lists for festivals or in streaming platforms
also, it seems,
sooner.
Yes, and they're probably like, we got nothing else going on for this movie. So
put it
we got
top of the list.
Yeah,
be like
though honestly, like
list.
Even that's janky because...
It shouldn't be alphabetized
that way. It
shouldn't
be alphabetized that way. It should be alphabetized by C.
Yeah.
No matter what. But it's okay. Unless you said on A Christmas Prince.
Okay, then it would be
then it's all the way down at oh, that's the way it works.
Yeah, no, I know.
It should be an aardvark, parentheses, Christmas Prince.
Yeah. Triple A Christmas Prince.
Yeah, Triple A Insurance presents an aardvark.
Triple A Insurance and Alcoholics Anonymous.
All right, I'm racking my brain. Ooh. What is your ship? Because one, hey, guess what?
The
There's...
King?
Is does he
Dead?
Become king at the end
Wait,
of the second
the
movie? Because he's not the king in the first movie. He's a
he
prince.
Becomes king at
where's
the end
king?
Of the first movie.
He does?
Yes.
Wait, he doesn't
so
even
the
want
prince...
to be king.
There's something
His
nasty about wanting to,
be to
fuck a king. No, I don't know. Kings are gross. I think princes are cuter.
Yeah.
This is going to be a rough episode for you then.
It really is.
guys, we've talked about this when the first film came out. And they
film
is where the first event happened.
Okay.
No, my ship from the A Christmas Prince franchise is Lady Sophia and Cousin Simon.
Yeah.
Now, if you recall from the first one, they're the ones who are like plotting and scheming. Lady Sophia is like quote unquote in love with Prince Richard.
They're like the villains.
But she really wants they're the villains.
But they're the best.
They hide the document that proves that he's like a or no, they expose the document that he's adopted, but then try to hide the document that says like adopted kids can be king.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hiding of documents, which I will get to.
Oh my god.
What is this? Why have you given us all pamphlets?
Colin is wheeling out a whiteboard.
Yeah.
Exactly. I brought my biggest notepad for
it's
this.
It's really big.
It's like a sketch pad.
But at the end of the first movie, they're like conniving, and definitely Lady Sophia, she is the alpha.
Yes.
But she would actually be a really good queen because she gets shit done.
Yes.
And she has a lot of pride in her Aldovian roots, and she wants what's best for the nation,
right.
In my opinion. I think Richard doesn't want to be king for a reason. He probably shouldn't be.
Yeah, I mean, but again, we're overlooking the most obvious solution to all the problems.
Yes, of course.
Is the prince's little sister.
Yeah, she should become the
queen. She should become the queen.
Yep.
She wants to be queen.
She wants to be queen. And she'd be good at being queen. And she's
anyway.
Cool.
Yep. But we don't live in a perfect world.
No, no. I can hope that Prince Richard will die while What's-Her-Face is having a baby. And then
she becomes like the queen regent of that. Yes,
and then she steps aside because she is not qualified. She's a writer.
Oh, yes. Amber definitely shouldn't be the queen either. No, I honestly...
were you suggesting that the father dies in childbirth? Is that what you're saying? Okay, I just want to make sure I was tracking that right.
He faints when he sees the placenta and hits his head.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Poor
he
baby.
He bonks his head on, like, a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
But in part two, the royal wedding, we get the return of Simon, but Lady Sophia is not in...
Yeah, what's that about?
The second film.
Is she dead?
They're divorced.
They're divorced?
So they get married as part of a scheme to take power of the country,
right?
But then when he doesn't end up being king, she gets pissed and divorces him. He goes off the grid for
so
a little while.
She's just, like, not in the movie at all.
She's not in the movie at all. But Simon returns, and he's like, hey, I'm, like, want to, you know, apologize and be part of the family again. I think I fell asleep at that point. I don't remember what happens in the sequel.
They forgive him.
Yes, they bring him back. But good. I was on IMDb looking up the royal baby, and neither Theo or Emma, who play Simon and Lady Sophia, are in the IMDb at this point. There's only 10 cast members listed.
All right, so if you guys care, we're going to post a link to a petition.
Mm-hmm.
We need 500 signatures.
Well, it's in post already. I mean,
can CGI them in.
This is
they
a
can
Christmas
use old
print.
Footage. Okay?
They can absolutely make this happen.
They can fucking Princess Leia her in there, okay?
Here's the thing. So either they're not in the third one at all, and I'll just, like, headcanon that they get back together. But the, like, synopsis of the third movie involves royalty from other made-up nations around the world coming to a peace summit to just reaffirm this, like, ancient treaty, a peace treaty that the Eldovians have with all these other nations, right? But the peace treaty goes missing.
Okay,
document hiders.
Document hiders, exactly. Document hiders.
I think someone is fucking with you on IMDb.
No,
this is way too detailed a synopsis.
No, this is. I'm so excited,
you
guys.
So you think that there's a secret plot that IMDb is in on to keep you from learning the twist to this movie, which is that Simon and Emma are back, and they've stolen and hidden.
No. It's just I think
it's a solid theory.
I don't think it's they're plotting it. I think the IMDb page just isn't up to date yet because they haven't rolled out all the information or what have you, or so IMDb hasn't entered all the information.
The synopsis isn't about the pregnancy or the baby.
That's, like, going on. I'm sure that'll be a through line.
Is that a B-plot?
I'm sure it'll be a through line.
In the royal baby.
The royal baby is a B-plot.
All right.
But my hope is that Lady Sophia and Simon have secretly gotten back together.
Okay.
And Lady Sophia is gone full fucking black hat.
Yeah.
And is like, look, if I can't fucking rule this country, I will destroy it. And
burn
Simon's
it down.
Like, I have to choose between my family who has forgiven me or the woman who I guess I love. I don't know.
Well, because then he'll get a right hand. Seat
exactly, which that's, is as good even when he was going to be king, that was as good as he was ever going to get.
Yeah, well, and if they can be there when, like, a peace treaty collapses, there's going to be a vacuum of power.
Exactly.
Yes,
they
step
can
into
step
it.
They can overthrow the monarchy entirely and step in as, like, a dictator.
But right. You know, the queen could probably fight with swords.
Yeah, she seems pretty boss.
So I feel like I don't know if Lady Sophia is going to win.
Well,
she could handily defeat Prince Richard. But the queen has some skills.
True. And, you know, Amber's always wearing sensible shoes, so that'll give her...
Okay, people need to stop thinking Converses
they're
are
not,
sensible.
There's no,
there's no support.
It's like not wearing shoes
she's
at all.
She's got shoals underneath, I guarantee. Shoals underneath.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my kingship, and I'm glad you guys all loved it so much.
I liked it.
It honestly made me be like, am I going to watch all three of them in a row?
Christmas time. So fun.
I'll serve eggnog. You guys want to come over?
All right, I'll come over. Come Ryan, on. Do you have a kingship?
Sure. Okay, so
She's calling an audible to make it about the Christmas or no. a Christmas
party. Okay, so my kingship is okay. You know how? So in the UK they have king and queen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the king and queen of America is? The president. So I decided to talk
this
about.
This could be another Trump ship.
What? Another yeah, Trump
we,
Trump
we deleted the episode that Ryan did a hard Trump ship.
No,
Donald
it
Trump
is
and his wife Melania
from something that is better than the United States. It is the version of the United States on The West Wing.
Oh.
And my kingship is President Bartlett mm-hmm. and his wife Abby Bartlett, Dr. Abby Bartlett. And I love them. They are very they're ride or die, and they're written so that they have conflict. They don't all, they're not always aligned with everything they need to do, but it doesn't come from like, oh no, are they going to cheat on each other? Oh no, like is one going to die?
Are they both just sometimes too principled and competent? Knowing Aaron Sorkin characters.
Have you ever watched the show?
No, okay. If for whatever reason, it's one of the like Sorkin shows that I like have a block again, like okay. that I've tried a couple times and I can't get into it.
Okay, well, you probably didn't get to this.
Probably not.
Because it's like halfway through the first season, but you find out it's pretty fucked up actually. So as much as he's sort of principled, he kind of sucks. President Bartlett has MS and never told anyone while he was running for president.
No.
Not even his wife.
Very bad.
His wife is a doctor who knew.
Oh,
so they both kept the secret together. But when he was elected, because when he ran, he was like, oh, I'll never win. I just got a challenge. I'll never win. But then he won. And so he told his wife, hey, I'm not going to run for a second term because in 4 years, I'm going to be that much closer to this disease, like, you know, being debilitating. But he doesn't tell the American public or any of his staff.
Right.
Who all like follow him follow him, you know, trust in him, believe in him. And so my favorite part of the show, and I just did a recent rewatch of it, is from the point where the rest of his staff starts to, like, one by one, they are brought into the fold to find out. And then eventually they tell the American people that he lied. And meanwhile, he also decides to run for a second term, but does not tell his wife.
Secrets.
Yeah, yeah, he's a little secret
but
guy.
But I mean, this is less a secret because he announces it in front of everyone.
Oh, so she finds out.
This is just a secret.
It's just a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Yeah.
It's the kind of surprise where it's like, it's his job and it's his life, so he gets to make these choices, but also
but
it's
also her
life. 100%.
Right.
And before, when he was governor, she could be a doctor pretty easily. She could have a career.
Yeah.
But when you're the first lady, you can't have a career in the same way. So she's sacrificed a lot mm-hmm. for him to have what he has. And so the conflict there is just so good. Oh, by the way, it's Dr. Channing. I don't know if I said that. So it's Martin Sheen plays President Bartlett, and Dr. Channing is Abby Bartlett. And it's just, they're just like grown-ups. And yes, they have conflict, and they don't do, they're not always doing the right thing. But I just ship it. I just like seeing two adult good actors do Sorkin dialogue.
I don't think we ship enough grown-ups.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? like real mature people who have like their shit figured out.
Yes. Their shit figured out, but obviously like
right.
the still thing strife. I just told you is pretty
still
messed
messy,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were like, they had this secret together and they were on the same team. And then he just kind of was like, yeah, but like, what if I stayed president and told everyone? And she just has to ride along and figure out what to do next. So it was, it's just a really good. And that's the end of the second season. There's more shit happens. It's not the end of their relationship, but those are my king. Because, you know, president's like king.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
a king.
It's like,
an American king.
American king.
American king.
I like that. I like that they're grown up.
Yeah.
Mine's really grown up too.
Okay.
What you got?
She's a liar. I can tell by your face.
okay.
There's gonna be some fucking baby kids.
No. This is not
Muppet babies.
Ew.
All together.
Ew.
Kermit when he wears that little crown.
It's like a Muppet king, like, you know, a rat king, how they all get tangled up, but all the Muppets are just stored in one box for a while.
Oh, God.
It's so gross.
Ew. Okay, mine is King Ghidorah, who, if you're not familiar, is a large kaiju, three-headed, bigger than Godzilla.
King of monsters.
King of monsters often like fights against Godzilla. So King Ghidorah, and I hope I'm saying that right. Is it Ghidorah?
I think so.
Is flying around.
There's like an H in there.
Yeah, G-H, so I think it's
yeah.
G.
Yeah, I think so too.
Is flying around, you know, it's just been fighting so many years. Oh, so tiring.
Mm-hmm.
So he's flying around, and he's like, I gotta get out of, like, Godzilla's territory, because this is just, I am just,
oh,
I'm
Ghidorah's
fighting all
in
the
a
time.
Rut.
Yeah, Ghidorah's in a rut, and Ghidorah's tired. Ghidorah yeah. maybe wants to, like, I don't know, take up gardening or something.
Okay.
So Ghidorah's flying, and he sees this little green island below him. Mm-hmm. He comes, flies a little closer. Oh my gosh. It's a lake. There's a lake in the middle of this island. And then a beautiful brachiosaurus-like head comes out of the water. Although it's not really brachiosaurus-like. Some dino heads are really going to get at me for that. Whatever. It's like a
yeah, but this plesiosaurus
head. Yeah,
if you found an action figure of a brachiosaurus, it would look yes. a lot like this.
Slender neck erupts from the lake. What is this being? And he like is enthralled by this beautiful lady, Loch Ness. And Nessie comes out and like sees him and his three heads and is like, oh, I sense a lot of strife in you. And
are they communicating says, like
yeah.
telepathically?
Like, with awesome animal noises.
Yeah, like those awesome. Noises. But they understand each other.
Because
they're both lizardish.
Yeah, they seem of the same.
Yeah, he's like
category.
Wyvern-ish and she's like plesiosaurus-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because your species is how you have language.
Yes.
It's inherent in you. It's genetic.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, Ghidorah is able to, in the most recent Godzilla movie, is able to, like, command the other monsters.
King of
so,
the monsters.
Yeah, well, so he's talking to all of them or communicating somehow.
Oh, man,
somehow.
He can command her. Is mm-hmm. he going to command her?
No, he's not. He's tired of commanding. So he's just like, heavy is the head that wears the crown. And then he flies down and she's like, and he sees her life, which is very relaxing. She just yeah. lives in the lake and she...
is occasionally photographed.
Occasionally is photographed, mm-hmm. and she like eats seaweeds, and then he tries doing that, and he's like, you know, I kind of like this, and they just live a really nice, quiet life
aww.
The rest of their lives together. Every once in a while, he does get out and like kill a bunch of people, and then she has to be like, okay, come on.
Wait,
and,
does he kill like Scottish people, or does
yeah,
he like
Scots?
Oh, okay,
a bunch of Scots.
The grin that appeared on your face.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yes,
he does. He does kill a lot of Scots.
Okay,
but then he'll come back and he's like, I'm sorry, and she's like, it's okay, one more time, and then he's like, I won't do it, and then but then he does it again.
Yeah, they, yeah, that like, is really grown up.
Yeah, it's really grown up, and they make sweaters together.
Oh,
I'm sorry, what?
Soggy sweaters.
They make sweaters together. Like,
wait, but how? Where are they, she doesn't what? Have arms.
They have.
She's got little,
wow,
like, flippers.
You. She has flippers and a mouth, and okay. he has three mouths.
Have you ever knitted
and no
a
hands,
sweater?
I feel like they could pull it
they
off.
They can do it together.
With flippers and a mouth?
Yeah, so look,
well, because her neck can go all the way under
okay,
to the
you know
the
what?
Flippers.
They're crocheting.
Thank
that's
you.
What it is. They're crocheting. It's easier. You only have it the is. Hook. So they're crocheting beautiful like Isle of Skye sweaters, and they sell them at tourist stops.
That's beautiful.
And they also make a bunch of like hacky like Loch Ness Monster tourist
just, I mean,
stuff.
Yeah, you got to keep the lights on.
Yeah, you got to keep the lights on. So that's what they do. And they just relax and occasionally, like once every 5 years, a bunch of like Scots die.
Sure.
What a dream.
But the Scots like tell great legends.
Yes.
About the Loch Ness, the monsters of Loch Ness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes when she's tired and she wants to sleep in, he'll just put one of his heads up above
that's
the water.
Right. The other two are down there sleeping?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very cute.
Yeah, that's mine.
Nice shipping.
That's thanks. Cute.
Thanks. What
Patrick,
about you?
What you got for us?
Okay. So have any of you played The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker, the GameCube one?
No.
Nope.
It's the one that like looks like a cartoon. It's adorable.
Yeah, I recall.
Yeah, so Link spends most of the time like sailing around the high seas because this takes place in the future of Hyrule when the kingdom has been defeated by Ganon and the world was flooded to like wipe him away. The powers that be were like, the only thing we can do here to get rid of the evil in the kingdom is to flood it. So the tops of mountains became islands, and most cool. of the world is just covered in sea. So Link
water
gets,
world.
Yeah, Link gets around water world.
So is Link forever young? Or was he cryogenetically frozen?
No, so Link is kind of a name that gets given to young heroes
it's
in
like
Hyrule.
To young blonde heroes that wear little floppy green hats.
Okay. That's right. And little green tunics and swinging a little sword.
Who is the next Link? That's what you have to wonder when you kill a Link.
That's right. Because there's always going to be another one.
Yeah. They pop up.
But so Link gets around Hyrule with the help of a boat, this big red boat that has like a dragon head carved into the front of it. And the dragon head at the front of the boat starts talking to Link early on and introduces himself as the King of Red Lions.
That's cute.
And he like helps guide Link around the world. And eventually you discover that he is the long dead King of Hyrule who has come back in boat form to help Link save Hyrule. So I'm just taking the boat version of the King of Hyrule,
the King
of Red Lions. And so, you know, we'll say that this is before he meets up with Link. He's just like cruising around on the ocean.
He's looking for a little blonde boy.
He's looking for a little blonde boy. Doesn't know where he's going to find the next little blonde boy. And he's like cruising around and he suddenly notices that there's like something kind of like swimming next to him on his left.
Oh, interesting. I noticed you're doing like a sort of serpentine
motion. Yeah, kind of a serpentine
motion.
Okay. And then he notices the exact same thing on the other side.
What?
And then two little heads pop out.
What? Two heads?
They're eels. And then the eels dive down, disappear, and right in front of him, Ursula the Sea Witch arises.
Oh, yeah, no.
So we get some octopus lady, king boat action.
Hot.
And that's it. I think,
you know, she got stabbed by a boat.
Right, but we'll say that this is before. So this is, she hasn't been hurt by a boat yet. So she will be emotionally hurt by this boat.
Yeah.
Because they'll fuck around for a while and then decide that, like,
he finds a little blonde boy and then all of a sudden he's going to dip right
out. She's got other missions. She's got other fish to fry.
That's right. She's got voices to steal, monarchs to humiliate.
Yeah, she's got little gross squid men to make.
What are those?
I think they're just a broken soul, right?
Yeah, but I always imagine they kind of get turned into like living seaweed.
Yeah, they kind of look kelpy.
Yeah, they do look kelpy.
They have eyes.
But she never even thinks to do that to the King of Red Lions.
She wouldn't.
No.
Here's the thing. He's already been transformed into something that he's not.
Sure.
Do you think she kisses the dragon head?
Yeah, does she treat the head as if it's a head?
Or does she treat the head like it's a phallus?
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Where's an octopus mouth? Is it in the middle of the legs?
I think so.
Yeah,
So she has a beak.
A beak for
she has a beak?
Something else.
She has a vagina dentata.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I would have
to
imagine.
She just like carves him some new looks on his carved face with her.
Oh, well, maybe she carves like a O plus K, O plus K forever or something.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
And then when she wants it to get serious, he's like, all right, raises his sail.
And fucking dips out.
Goes to town on him. Just octopuses up and down on him.
Nice.
Okay, gross.
I think we did it to him, but I think that's the grossest Patrick's gotten.
Maybe.
Because he tried to be gross with Smog, but then Kelly one-upped him hard.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I wasn't trying to be gross with Smog.
No, you're trying to be hot with Smog.
I was trying to be hot with Smog.
You were being sexy.
Yeah. And I thought I succeeded, but
you
evidently
did.
I've been overshadowed.
I don't know. It got ruined.
I don't think what I did was sexy. So I think you still were sexy.
I have Mushu insertion dreams to this day.
Man.
I love the thought that we may never stop talking about Mushu.
Yeah, Mushu. You know,
I mean, there are some things that we bring up on the show that I don't think we'll ever stop talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tony Loki.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe
they're all things that Mogi hates, apparently.
Yeah. Tony Loki, the Illuminati.
Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Phantom. Yeah.
Guys, we don't have any questions from Twitter to answer.
No.
I find that to be a bummer.
It is too. A bummer. And you know what I was thinking, and I didn't bring this up off mic.
Yeah.
So this is a risk.
This is a fresh thought.
What if we're like,
we have some fun SDS swag.
Yeah.
So if you send us a question on Twitter, we will DM you and we could send you some swag.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
It'll be fun.
They're super cool, super cute pins that have our logo on them. They're real great.
They're
tweeted
really cute.
Us at Shibble Dips.
What? You got it? We say that every episode. What's happening?
Have we? When's the last time we said it?
Every single time we recorded it.
No. Lies.
All right. Okay. Do you remember how to say it?
Shipple like nipple and dips like nips.
Okay. Good.
Okay, good.
Or email us at shippledipshow@gmail.com.
Yeah. That's such a good idea.
Yeah,
that's
a good idea.
People, bring them in with a little sweet treat.
Yeah, and also reward our listeners because we appreciate you.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Everything that you contribute to us means a lot to us. So
absolutely.
The smallest, a token of our appreciation.
Yeah, have a pin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.